Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are excited you're listening to the show today. We're excited if you're watching us on Facebook. We are very appreciative of your input and your listenership. We love this show, and we hope you do too. We pray that this show is inspiring and informational, but most of all, that it gives glory to our Lord. I am Hans, and I am seated next to flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone.
Wait. I like that.
I know. My amazing helpmate, who puts the woe into woe man. Amy. You like that?
I like that a lot. One of my favorite scriptures is when God brings woman to man and Adam goes, at last. Mm. At last.
At last.
Oh, wow. A little song this morning. This is teaching and talk radio.
Yes.
But that's okay. You have a nice voice.
No, I don't.
What a great introduction. Thank you for that.
Well, I felt it was fitting.
Aw. Yeah. Well, we have had some feedback about our show. I think one comment I heard from a colleague out there was how much in love we seem. So if we,
Is that a compliment?
Yeah.
Do they know us well?
I mean, I was kind of going for, okay, you all really know what you're talking about and you're very inspirational, but I'll take love any day.
Yes, I think that's what God says.
That's right. Well, this is great because not only do we get to talk every week about topics that we are passionate about, but I also get to do it with my best friend. So that is awesome. And thank you, Lord, for this. And we just do pray that this brings him glory. We usually kind of at this point transition over to, you know, what we've been doing. We were just talking to our producer that we went to high school last night.
Oh, my goodness. Did we ever. They had us on a hour by hour schedule with bells and announcements on an 8-minute cycle. And I think like a 4-minute break where we were supposed to go from classroom to classroom within that four minutes.
Oh, it was not 4 minutes. We went to high school and we did not have enough time to make it to each class.
Yeah, we were tardy for each one.
And the teacher started as soon as the bell rang.
And then you realize why, because they were going a mile a minute to get all the presentation material of what the class was, how it worked, how it was graded, how your students would interact with the teacher and how we are to interact with the teacher. There was a lot of information to dispel. And they had very little time, so we were just running rampant for the last.
Can I tell?
No,
we skipped 6th and 7th hour. we left. Well, okay. In all honesty, we doubled up on one teacher for one of the six hours.
Again, it's set up for as though you have one student, and if you have two students, their first hours are completely different, as you would likely surmise. So. Having one system for multiple students was not a great setup.
But I will say everyone was very professional. It was well executed. That was a little struggle, and I don't know how anyone could have gotten to the bathroom, gotten to their locker in enough time to make it to class. So
I don't think they were worried about us getting to the locker.
But it was great, and it was great to, you know, see the professionals that are influencing and teaching our children every day. We're out in the Brookwood cluster of Gwinnett County Schools, and I'm just going to give them a shout out. Incredible teachers. Awesome.
Incredible program.
Yes. And I think our senior this year, he has said, "Mom, I feel very prepared for college." So we'll see when the laundry piles up. And
yeah, I'm not worried about the preparation. I'm worried about the execution of college.
Yes.
I think you'll be plenty prepared.
That's that power of prayer. That's what I'm going to lean on. So that's what's been going on with us in our little Henschel saga of life. And then on the community side, I just really wanted to take a time to...
Take a time.
Take a moment.
There you go.
And reiterate that we have a great Alzheimer's fundraiser coming up September 28th at Piedmont Park. The Alzheimer's Walk, their annual walk. You can go to alz.org. Please register for a team. If you can't walk that day, donate any amount. And let's just raise as much money as we can to fight this awful disease and find a cure.
Yep. Amen.
And on along with that, I just want to make sure, too, that everyone knows, and I'm so thankful for the new role as the community faith educator for the Alzheimer's Association here in Georgia. Is free education, free presentations. You can reach out to seniorprovisions.com. You can go to our Facebook page at Senior Provisions or the Harvest Radio Show. Search by either of those on Facebook, and you will find us and say, "I want some Alzheimer's education at my church or in my organization," and we will get you on the calendar.
Synagogue,
mm-hmm. Senior Center.
Yep. We're able to do all of this and have this show because of amazing sponsors. And I want to thank Caring Man in a Van for their sponsorship of the Harvest Radio Show. They're a trusted resource in transportation. They serve all of Greater Atlanta. And to find out more about their services, go to caringmaninavan.com. And as they like to say, and we love to say,
we do. You're going to love the ride. Awesome.
All right. Do we have time?
We do. So okay. we've started this new feature called our Spotlight Caregiver Question. And today it comes from us, comes to us today from a daughter in Fayetteville, Georgia. So hello to all our friends down in Fayetteville. My mom recently broke her wrist and is leaving rehab in a couple of weeks. The social worker is saying that she's going to need care and get back to her apartment, but we can't afford to hire around the clock care. So is there anywhere that she can go for just a couple of months to help with her personal needs until she gains her strength back? Great question.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we've talked about it a couple times in different segments of our show, but there is an opportunity for recovering past rehab instead of just transitioning back to a home environment or independent living environment where you won't have that oversight and that care. And it's called respite, and they're offered through assisted livings and even some personal care homes. And that is kind of an extension of what they do month in and month out. You know, for assisted living and personal care homes, it's much like an apartment where it's a 30-day commitment. You know, it's a 30-day lease. Well, this is just more formalized than saying, okay, we're going to do a 30-day stay or a 60-day stay as a respite at your facility. And then once, you know, through, you know, healing up, medications taking effect, more physical therapy, occupational therapy, we will then transition home.
It's a great option if someone is transitioning out of the rehab and they just need more time. And I don't know a senior who does not need more time after a rehab stay. They need, you know, at least for a good 2 to 4 weeks, some additional support. And it's one of the most fragile times when a senior is transitioning from one place to another place. They are the greatest risk for a setback or a fall. So respite is an awesome option. It doesn't always necessarily mean it's going to be more expensive just because you're staying short term. A lot of assisted livings out there do have kind of step down programs where they're a little discounted for a month or two. So just call us at 888-979-8783. And if you would like to learn more about respite stays, we're here to help.
Well, and also we want to speak into this scripture to encourage this daughter and this her mother with this transition. And it's from Isaiah 40, it's 29 through 31. He gives us strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. That is the Lord that we serve and who loves us. Mm. And we want that to be inspiration for you.
Absolutely. I'm going to share that with multiple people today. That's a great scripture.
I think we just did.
No, I mean beyond just today. I mean, personally, one-on-one.
Yes.
Our pastor challenged us this week. Are we allowing corporate kind of church mechanisms to do the witnessing and the evangelizing for us? Or are we being a personal witness to our neighbor, to our coworker, to those that are hurting and suffering? And it was a great challenge.
And are we being the laborers in the field?
Are we being the laborers? Yes, that was exactly. You listened too.
I listened. You know, I'm there.
Well, today we have a great show. We are going to be focusing on the level of care commonly known as home care. We're going to talk about the other names that it can be confused by, but we're going to explore what services are offered, how to determine if a company's a good one. We have a great show. Thank you for listening to The Harvest.
All my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their...
Is it getting difficult to get yourself, mom, or dad to the doctor? Do you dislike driving in heavy traffic? Wish there was a safer, more convenient way to get where you need to go? This is Scott Chamberlain, owner of Caring Man in a Van. We provide personal care transportation for individuals that need to travel by wheelchair or stretcher. For the last 12 years, countless families have trusted us to transport their loved ones. Our customer bill of rights guarantees you prompt service, clean, comfortable vans, a certified driver that is attentive to your needs, plus the promise you will have an enjoyable experience. Visit our website today at carryingmaninavan.com or call 1-855-342-1566. That's 1-855-342-1566. You're going to love the ride.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson's Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia. Or call 404-325-2020.
Flowers are beautiful, but they become even more so when carried by people who are committed to ending Alzheimer's. At the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, hundreds of thousands carry different colored flowers, signifying their connections to the disease. And we walk so that one day, there will be a white flower for Alzheimer's first survivor.
Welcome back to The Harvest. I just can't stop the music.
I know.
Anyhow, I love the music we've chosen and feel it fits the occasion in many ways. We have a great show today. Today we are exploring the world that is home care. Joining us today to unpack this level of care is Susan Brown. She's the owner and operator of Right at Home, a local home care provider. And thank you, Susan, for being on our show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Well, when we were talking about doing this level of care and really kind of dissecting it and exploring it and breaking it down for our listeners, you immediately came to mind because we have been partnered with Right at Home for many, many years. You are a strong partner with Senior Provisions, and you've taken care of a lot of our clients. So first of all, I just want to thank you for that commitment that you have made to provide great home care here in Atlanta. Thank you and bless you for that.
Well, thank you. And I value my relationship with you and your company very, very much. And I think that we're on sync with helping these seniors in our communities just maneuver through this aging process that can be so complicated for so many families.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to kind of start. I know you and I've heard your story, but I think Atlanta needs to hear. Tell us about yourself and your husband, and tell us how you got into home care. What is your personal story?
So my husband and I own the agency, and we started about, it's been almost 10 years now, and we were led to this because of personal experiences that we each had with our own parents. So I'm originally from a small town in West Virginia. Mom, about 11 years ago, had to have open heart surgery. And my dad had passed away when I was 24, and my mom, after following her surgery, wanted to get home to recover, where most seniors do. And I could only be with her for a couple of weeks at that time because I was a single mom and faced with trying to manage my kids at home and their life and my mom. And I really didn't know where to turn. And I started learning and researching and about companies like mine, and learned that there were no companies like mine at that time. And my mom was and her friends were hiring a lot of private caregivers, and I saw a lot of issues associated with that, which I'll talk to about a little bit further in this interview. But so that's how I really got started. My mom's friend had a really bad outcome with a private caregiver. And then at the same time, my husband's father had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and his father lived in Asheville, North Carolina, and he and his siblings were taking turns going to Asheville to care for him. And because of the level of his disease state, they realized they were up 24 hours a day trying to care for him, and the quality of time they had for their father was diminishing because they were so exhausted.
Yeah, you...
So that's when they...
Yeah, you absolutely see families doing those shifts of caregiving. And I mean, we've been in that position as well. And it wasn't for an extended period of time, but it was, in support of the hospice services coming in, but hospice isn't 24/7. So, I mean, we tried, we know better. And so automatically thinking we need to get home care. And she passed away before we kind of got to that point. It was rapid, but it's tough to have the families coming in.
Well, what was so comforting for his family is they hired a caregiver who would stay with him at night so they could sleep at night. And then during the day, they had more quality time with him. And what was so comforting for his dad is the caregivers that they had, the team, they would read his father Bible verses at night. Mm-hmm. And that was so comforting to his dad at the end. So it just was such a great outcome as a result of that. We really feel strongly that it was God's calling for our life to help people maneuver through this aging process, whatever it may be, if it's just old age, if it's dealing with pancreatic cancer, stroke, Alzheimer's, whatever it might be. And that's why we started this agency and love to partner with people like Senior Provisions, because when we get to a point we can't take care of them, we have resources that we can refer to.
Awesome.
We just have a huge passion for caring for people and treating everyone like they are our own parents.
So tell us about... we hear all the elements that you're talking about in your heart, and also your seeking of God and His will for your life. What is a scripture that has really kind of been foundational for you in this home care business?
I always like to think of the 21st chapter of John, verse 17, when Jesus said to Peter, they were having a conversation, and for the third time He said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything, and you know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Mm. Well, this conversation took place in Lake Galilee after Jesus had risen from the dead. And Peter and all of his other disciples were fishing. And in this task that Jesus said in the three words, feed my sheep, Peter finally understood that the sheep Jesus was referring to were the people. Mm-hmm. So Peter was to lead the people to the green pastures that gives us everlasting life. So I feel strongly that all the people that we care for are Jesus' sheep, and we do feel called to care for them. Wow. So that's what I like to refer to.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome. That's solid truth that you can wake up every day to. And thank you for sharing that. That's very encouraging. Now, we're kind of making an assumption that everyone knows what home care services are, but why don't you just share a little bit about the services that are included in home care? And, you know, I know there's, you know, some services that some companies can provide that others can't. So can you break that down for us?
Sure, because this is very confusing for people because there's home care and there's home health care, and it's a very confusing concept for people who are just entering into this arena of caring for loved ones. So primarily what we do is we provide care to senior adults. It can sometimes be disabled younger adults, but people who want to age in place in their homes and need added support there. And I always like to be clear to say homes can be a number of different places. It doesn't have to just be someone's private residence.
Right.
We also provide supplemental care in communities, assisted livings and memory cares, independent livings. And sometimes people are faced with needing added care and support in hospitals and rehabilitation facilities. But specifically what the care is what the buzzword is activities of daily living, which people hear a lot. But really what that means is assistance with helping people shower safely, dressing, toileting, incontinence care, preparing meals. And in with that, preparing meals is one thing that's so important is ensuring that senior adults have proper nutrition and hydration. So many times we go into cases where people are living on Oreo cookies and maybe opening a can of Campbell's soup, and they're not getting protein in their diet and staying hydrated, which can lead to urinary tract infections and other issues with senior adults. And then just ensuring that they're taking their medication properly. We see a lot of misuse of that as well out there. And then we also will provide light housekeeping, making sure they have putting sheets on their bed, laundry, transporting them to doctor's appointments or errands, taking them Christmas shopping at the holidays. And we just do also a lot of transition care from hospital or rehab to home. So if someone has had an extensive stay in a hospital or rehab, we want to ensure when they come home that they don't end up back in that same situation, back in the hospital. So we want to ensure that they're showering safely, that there are no falls, and they're taking their medication as it's prescribed, and they're getting to that follow-up doctor's appointment. And then we also just focus on a lot of forms of dementia, not just Alzheimer's, but we also do a lot with Parkinson's, ALS, and recovery from broken hips and pelvises. I like to tell everyone that we're really in the peace of mind business. We want to allow that daughter who wants to go to her son's football game Friday night to have the peace of mind that her dad has someone with her at home who's going to make sure he's had dinner, taken his medication, and gotten into bed safely.
Right.
Well, that's priceless. Peace of mind is priceless. And Susan, oh my gosh, as you were listing all those things, well, first of all, I'm wondering why I have not brought you all in for me during the holidays, changing sheets and helping with shopping and all of that. But in all seriousness, I know there are listeners who are listening that are going, oh, my goodness, these are a lot of things that are the resource that we need to bring in. So I'm just so glad that you enumerated them and listed them, because there's a lot of things that people just don't think about. And we're coming up against break. So I want to kind of give you that little warning, but I also wanted to say and pitch this out there. When we come back from break, we're going to continue talking about home care and the services that you can have in your home. But here's a question. Hold on, and we'll answer it on the other side. But is there ever a time when home care is not the right solution, or that maybe home care is no longer the right fit. So, and, you know, I'm like, I have a home care person on and here I'm sabotaging you, but I know you and I have talked extensively about it. So I want to get your take on that. If there's ever a time when it's just not the right solution anymore. So I appreciate everything you're sharing. Well, great.
Okay. We're to continuing our discussion.
Absolutely. Thank you, Susan. You've been listening to The Harvest.
No matter where you are, no matter how far,
don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide.
Welcome back to The Harvest. Today we've been talking with Susan Brown, owner of Right at Home. They're a local home care provider. And before break, we teased about the question, when is home care no longer a good solution for care environment? And where do you transition from there?
I heard Susan yell, absolutely. So, Susan, what are some reasons that, welcome back, first of all, from our little break. And what are some reasons that home care may not be a continued long plan? What have you encountered?
Well, I encounter this a lot because a lot of senior adults want to dig their heels in and say they're never leaving their home. But we need to educate families and that senior adult of when it is not appropriate, because we do run into many challenges in this arena. And things that families need to think about and their loved ones need to understand are, as they age in place, one of the number one things people always need to look at is their home. Is their home really equipped for them to age in place in their home?
Mm-hmm.
I go into homes all the time where there is not a bedroom downstairs and the senior adult is sleeping on the sofa or a chair. They don't have a full bathroom downstairs, so they can't get upstairs to take a shower. So they're actually taking a bed bath out of their kitchen sink.
Wow.
Maybe they get to a point they're in a wheelchair and their doorways are narrow. They can't get through certain doorways, so they could be limited to certain places in their home. Those are scenarios where families have to make that decision. If they want to stay in that home, what is the cost of that renovation going to be? It could be very costly. So they need to, that is one main concern they need to look at. Also, I run into lots of scenarios where I might have a couple that have been living in this home for 40, 50 years, and the spouse passes away, the wife passes away, and the husband, he doesn't even really know how to make a piece of toast.
Right.
His wife paid the bills. She was his sense of socialization, and dad starts losing a lot of weight because he's not eating. He's not preparing meals for himself, and he's isolated. There's loneliness. There's depression. There's anxiety, and considering moving into a community where they have people their age, and they have the socialization, and they have the games, and just having people to eat a meal with, that goes so far in improving their quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Also, many seniors no longer can drive. We get calls all the time for people who have had to give up their car. They need transportation places. That makes them even more isolated. So by moving into a community, they have access to getting to the grocery store, getting to church on Sunday. Things like that are an advantage to start looking at a community.
Absolutely.
There are also I'm sorry. Go ahead, Amy.
Oh, I was just going to say those are all very valid points. And I think that the thing to remember, and you and I are so on the same page, I think this is why our companies do have a really great partnership, is because we know that at the end of the day, and I've heard you say this, Susan, so many times, we have to do what's in the best interest of that family. And you know, I've walked away from clients who really are going to thrive with individual home care services. And I've seen seniors that aren't incredibly social, and they actually would probably do better at home in their familiar environment. And then I've seen the opposite as much as you have said as well. Ones that are very isolated and not motivated to do things. And I know you've got someone coming in, you could have someone literally in the room with them all the time, but it's just a different when you have a peer group. And sometimes that's a real, absolute real need for a senior who's very social.
Right. And I can use my mom as a perfect example. She was living in West Virginia in a small town. And the sad thing for me is my mom, the first thing she did every day was open our little newspaper to look at the obituaries to see if any of her friends had passed away.
Right.
She was losing so many friends. She's 89 years old. I moved her into an independent living community in Atlanta almost 3 years ago. And I call my mom a poster senior of senior living. My mom has quality of life that she has not had in years. As I mentioned earlier, my dad passed away when she was 24, when I was 24. And so she had her church, but that was a couple of days a week. And she had her bridge, but the rest of the time she was very lonely and isolated. And now my sister complains that she can never get my mom on the phone because she's always out in the community doing things. I tell my sister, that's a great thing. That's a great problem to have.
That's awesome.
She lived in this small town, was intimidated by the big city. And now my mom, she's going to the Fox Theater. And I'm like, look at you, small town girl.
That is awesome.
There are a lot of benefits, a lot of benefits. And another thing, too, that people don't realize, when they have a loved one who has dementia and they have Alzheimer's to the point that they cannot be alone, can we provide 24-hour care in the home? Absolutely, we can and we do for certain families. But that's not right for all families. They have to look at the cost involved. Do they have the financial means to pay for that? When you consider memory care, they are going to be in a locked unit. You don't have to worry about them getting out, and they're going to have the one-on-one supervision. You do not want your loved one to be that statistic on the news that they got out of the home and people are searching for them.
Absolutely.
We see that all the time on the news. So that is a time when families need to make that decision.
Yeah. Well, I love the breadth of your answer, that it is client-oriented, but yet it is over and beyond what their wishes are, and what you really focus on is what is the solution, what are the best options, solutions, an environment for them to receive that care. And I think that speaks a lot about your approach to business. Our approach to business and serving our community is, you know, we are gifted with a wealth of knowledge, and how do we best employ that to serve them the best beyond what their wishes are, or beyond what their financial aptitude is or ability is. So to lead into this, then, what kind of questions should people have? What should they be equipped with when interviewing home care? What's going to give them the best understanding of that home care company presenting their services in front of them?
And with that, I'm going to piggyback on that a little bit. I want you to also speak to that private caregiver situation that you mentioned. So what are the questions that really a good home care company should be answering? And then, you know, counter that with also speak into that private caregiver scenario, which I'm not fond of myself. So can you speak to that?
Okay, yes. Well, let's talk about those. So first, when a family is looking for someone to come in to their home, you need to look for a licensed home care agency. And so what does that mean? Well, those agencies, they're going to be doing background checks and motor vehicle checks on all of their employees. My company, we do drug testing. Not all agencies do that, but mm-hmm. in today's day and age, mm-hmm. I highly advise you to make sure someone coming into your loved one's home has had a drug test.
Yes.
We also provide workers' comp and liability insurance, and that is something that people are not aware of. I just talked to someone a couple of weeks ago who was not aware of that, and the risk that they run hiring private caregivers without that insurance, which I'll talk about in a minute. And we just need to make sure that whichever agency you choose, that they have a skill vetting process for those caregivers and an ongoing training in place. You want to make sure that they have the skill set to take care of your loved one and that they're going to have ongoing training. We all need to keep learning, and there's so many facets of caring for senior adults that they need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as the private caregiver route goes, you need to be concerned. Right now, care.com, I think, is running a commercial saying, oh, you know, private caregivers, you can hire private caregivers. What people do not realize, sometimes people will run a background check on those folks. Some people don't. But the liability and workers' comp situation is so important.
Right.
I have had scenarios where my mom's friend had a scenario where a caregiver had worked for them for almost 2 years. She was private. They loved her. They just had done so much for her and her family. She was carrying a basket of laundry, actually, down the basement steps, fell and hit her back, and they said they would pay for her to go to a doctor to get some medication, and she said, oh, no, 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 I can never work again because I was caring for your husband. She went to the doctor, told the doctor that this was an injury she had at work. Well, the doctor at that time looked at that as a workers' comp claim. And guess who's responsible for that? The family, because she was employed by that family to care for the husband.
Absolutely.
It was a terrible scenario for that family financially, but not only financially, she was the only woman who could motivate that man to get into the shower.
Mm.
So it was just devastating. They had to move him into a skilled nursing facility shortly after where he passed away.
Susan, I could tell you so many stories that we have heard as well about these kind of similar situations. Before we let you go, I want to make sure people know how to reach you. Can you share your website with us?
I absolutely can. So my website is www.rah-northatl.com. You can call my office directly at 770-343-6235. And we love what we do. We want to help everyone, guide everyone through this aging process. And I just want to reiterate what Amy said. Everyone I speak to, I want to help them and maneuver into the direction that's best for them. And that's why I value our relationship so much.
Thank
because
you.
Because if it's someone who calls me and I can't help them, I know that I can refer them to you and you're going to take the best care possible of them.
Thank you for being on our show, and you've been listening to the Harvest Radio Show.
When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support The Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thrivent.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior your provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back to The Harvest. I just have to let that play.
I know. That's a good one.
We are so grateful for Susan Brown from Right at Home. Just a wealth of information, a great heart. And we thank you for her kind of expounding on home care with us, giving you all, I think, great information, great insight. So there's a few questions out there that we still want to walk through and get addressed. So we kind of put a bow on this topic.
Absolutely. Susan mentioned home health, and there's some just confusion about that. I kind of alluded to it early on. So a lot of times we'll get a call from a client who's at the hospital, and they'll say, you know, we need some help when we get home. And then they'll call me back and go, oh, don't worry about it. The social worker ordered home health. And that is not home care. And let me just explain the difference between that. The difference between home care and home health is a Medicare benefit. And if a doctor writes an order upon discharge, your Medicare benefit will pay for certain length of time and certain services to come into your home or your apartment and take care of nursing, maybe help you with showering, therapy services. And that typically lasts normally a couple of weeks, maybe max about 4 to 6 weeks. So it is a short-term benefit. They come once or twice a week, and they're usually there for 1 hour. And that is it. So home care is a layer and level of care that can be brought in at the same time as home health. And that is a private pay situation. So there are some veterans benefits. There's some limited Medicaid that will pay for it. But for the most part, it is a private pay out-of-pocket expense. They typically, a company like Susan's, will come in with 3 to 4 hour shifts. They will help with anything and everything really that you need in the home. They're a great kind of layer, especially after a discharge from the hospital or rehab, if you're not going into a respite community, to really give that support, especially in those first couple of weeks. And that's when we will often make a home care referral, is straight from the hospital. Because we want people to transition safely. That cost runs around $20 to $25 an hour. It depends on availability and shifts and all of the services that you're needing. And that can go on for as long as you can pay out of pocket. And a lot of times folks will start with a smaller shift, a few hours, a few activities that they're needing help with. And then if they have a parent who is declining in their illness, they have Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, it might even be that they eventually need more and more help.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought...
Well, in big picture too, I just want to add to this, like there is a point in time where home care, the cost of home care, as you add more hours of service for each week, eclipses the cost that you would receive in an assisted living or personal care home.
Did you know where I was going with this?
No, I didn't.
We thought it might be helpful in our last segment here to kind of touch on the difference between home care and assisted living. And
is that what you thought? I mean, like, I knew where we were going, but I mean, my statement was pretty, I thought, insightful, stood alone on itself.
Let's talk about that.
We'll flesh out details that relate to that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We're kind of working through this as we go, aren't we?
I think that's the way we do most of
this. That's really, but we do have a plan. So the difference between home care and assisted living, let's just start with that. Let's talk about, let's first talk about home care is typically at home in your home environment. That might be an apartment, that may be your daughter's house.
Right. But it also can be in a care environment of itself, where it's a support system. It's additional oversight within a care community or independent living.
Right. And then assisted living is a licensed standalone building that provides 24 hours of assistance for activities of daily living. So the difference is in home care, you pay basically by the hour for someone to come to you and give your assistant and give you assistance. And so, you know, if you times 20 by a 24-hour period, help me with the math, is that $480 a day?
Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, bing, bing. Do we have a, we don't have
no,
a dollar.
We don't. We're not that fancy.
Yeah, maybe we'll have that next time. But
look at that.
Excellent.
Our amazingly talented producer.
He's so professional. I love that. So that's a lot of money. Then you've got assisted living. That is 24 hours of care. Now, it's not one-on-one care. It's usually 1 to 10, 1 to 15. But they're checking on your loved one even throughout the night, about every 2 hours in the state of Georgia. That is the regulation. And you're looking at usually around $3,000 to $4,000 a month. So it's, and I'm not.
You can do the math.
I'm working to do the math. That's what. Okay. Anyway,
bless your
it's
heart.
A lot less money.
It's
than,
small money, smaller money.
Yes. You don't necessarily have that one-on-one. You don't. Not necessarily. You don't have the one-on-one.
Right.
So if a loved one really needs that one-on-one oversight, oftentimes in an assisted living, home care will be layered on.
Right.
Because they are a great fall risk. They just need more help at that time, that season of their medical condition they're in.
Right. And we're talking about windows of time. I mean, seasons. I mean, it's very appropriate to think of this as, you know, additive solutions as things progress, as your aptitudes grow less capable.
Absolutely.
That's probably the exact opposite way of saying that. But well, anyhow, you hopefully you understand. So then we'll continue. So with that comparison, home care, you do not have a program of activities each and every day like you would have typically in an assisted living. So if you have someone with a higher aptitude that is, you know, up for being engaged with activities and art and puzzles and, you know, quiz games and all of that, chair aerobics, you know, you're not going to get that.
It's very difficult to recreate that at home,
right,
with one caregiver. I mean,
not to say that there are not therapeutic things that they could do one-on-one, but you're not in that environment where you have peers alongside of
right,
you.
Right, it's a dedicated staff to activities. Even the nursing oversight, you have an on-site, in assisted living, you have an on-site nurse who's managing the medications, but also doing kind of wellness checks throughout the day, throughout the week. And, you know, there is nursing that does review the care plan for home care,
right,
but it's not someone who is on site at all times.
Right. And like Susan said, too, what I thought was great in talking about the client, the care receiver, is it's also about nutrition. So we're talking about meal preparation that can happen through home care. But again, it's during those windows of time that you're paying for them to be there, whereas a assisted living facility has those operations in place 24/7.
Absolutely. So we're just kind of going over some of the little nuanced differences between moving into community and living at home with home care. And again, I mean, if you're hearing our hearts, we believe in both services.
Yeah.
It's got to be right for your loved one, which is why we really would encourage you to call us at 888-979-8783. And our senior care advisors at Senior Provisions can help your personal circumstances and help you navigate through which of these levels of care, moving into assisted living or bringing home care in, or some even combination of both, that is going to be the best for your loved one.
And we want to thank Thrivent Financial for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They are in place to serve you. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. You can contact them at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's Thrivent Financial at 404-YOU-THRIVE. Thank you for your support.
Well, and we also want to just make sure if you're listening and you have a senior care question or topic that you would like for us to cover, we would love to hear from you. And you can go to our website at www.seniorprovisions.com. Submit your question. We are going to be spotlighting seniors over the next couple of months. And we would love to know if you have a senior out there who is has an amazing story. We would like to talk to them and we would love to honor them. A veteran, a someone who's just done some amazing things with their life and has a great testimony to share, we would love to feature them on the Harvest Radio Show. So please reach out to us. And we're going to end our show, as we always do, with an invitation. And we're going to start with our foundational scripture of Philippians 4:19, that my God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And I'm just going to stop and pause and let you all know that Jesus Christ is the ultimate provision for your life. And I would love to tell you about him. And Hans and I would love to share more about him. If you don't know him and you haven't met him, we invite you to get to know him. And we just thank you. We love you. We hope you have a very blessed week. And if you have any questions for us, we're here for you.